Y94, when you need some unbiased feedback on something you're going through, you need Playhouse Group Therapy.
It's Group Therapy with the Playhouse in the Morning.
And today, Michelle in that boat. Michelle, what's going on?
So I've unfortunately been having some thoughts about breaking with my boyfriend. We live together. I've been having these thoughts since September, and I procrastinated and procrastinated till I finally came up with the courage to do it. And then guess what happened? He got fired from his job, and I couldn't muster up the courage to kick him out while he was down, obviously. And there is a larger issue at hand. At Thanksgiving, he talked about loving to sleep in, and he just could get used to this kind of life, and he was in no rush to find a new job. In fact, he was going to take a break and not start looking for a job until next year, which is particularly frustrating because one of the major reasons why I'm breaking up with him in the first place was that he has very little ambition, and frankly, he has barely any money in the bank. And what do I do? Do I break up with him now? I want to break up with him now. Do I break up with him after the holidays?
So you've been ready to walk since September, but you kind of just been hanging in there. And then he felt bad because he got fired. Now I think you kind of feel bad because Christmas is on the way, but you're like, I'm kind of done.
Yeah, I would love some advice.
All right, would you walk or would you hang in there for a little bit? How would you handle this in the nicest way possible? Amy Kay.
As someone who put off a break up with him now, right now, after we talk to you, stop putting it off. There's always going to be something. There's never going to be a perfect time. You need to do it now.
So you think relationship time of death should be like 6:45 a.m. Monday, November 28th?
Yeah, especially too, because then you tried to factor in like, okay, he's unemployed now. And now he's saying, I'm not going to get a job until next year. No, get rid of him. You're going to be miserable because he is going to be home all the time. So every time you come home after working, he's going to be there and you're going to resent him and you're going to hate each other. Do it now.
I don't really see the benefit in hanging in there. I think you'd just be frustrated. Plus, you've already been too nice. I think you said you were thinking about this in September.
Yeah.
That was months ago. That's 2 months ago.
You've put it off for too long. Okay, you're going to wait until after the holidays. And then what's going to happen? Something is going to happen at the beginning of the year. Well, now he's starting a new job. And so I want to wait until he gets situated there. You're always going to have excuses.
Then it's Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Can't break up with him near St. Paddy's Day. Well, it'd be so sad on America's birthday to break up with him. You just keep finding new things.
I know. You'll be calling us next September asking how to do it. Just do it now.
Anybody in those like immediate right out of the gate texts like stick around, or are they all like, no way?
Everyone is saying it's time to break up. Someone said boot him. Someone else said, why are you putting your life on hold for him? If you're not happy, you need to be out of this relationship. Definitely time to rip the Band-Aid off. Someone else said, though, are you trying to work on this relationship? Why are you sticking around? Maybe you both need to get on the same page. Tell him you're not happy and you guys can work on it. If not, it's definitely time to break up.
Morning.
I think you kind of do have to let them loose because with the holidays coming up, you know, you may be invited to go see his family. You know, there's Christmas presents involved or, you know, whatever holiday, you know, whatever you're celebrating.
Right.
You don't want to kind of get into that because I feel like the holidays and meeting families and exchanging presents, like that really makes the relationship to be serious. And you kind of want to, I know it's going to stink, but you got to break it before that all starts. It's just, it's a clean break. It'll stink at the time, but it'll be much better in the long run.
Any benefit to sticking around? You know, do you care that he just lost his job when it comes to breaking up with somebody? Or do you just go ahead and say, well, I know you just lost your job. Yes, I lost all this. 237, it's text 35270, tweet snap at 194 Playhouse. It's Sheeran Shivers, 194 on the Playhouse in the Morning. That's Playhouse, 194 in the middle of group therapy. Here's a quick recap.
Rewind!
As heard previously on the Y94 Morning Playhouse.
So I've unfortunately been having some thoughts about breaking with my boyfriend. We live together. I've been having these thoughts since September. And I procrastinated and procrastinated till I finally came up with the courage to do it. And then guess what happened? He got fired from his job. And I couldn't muster up the courage to kick him out while he was down, obviously. And there is a larger issue at hand. At Thanksgiving, he talked about loving to sleep in. and he just could get used to this kind of life, and he was in no rush to find a new job. In fact, he was going to take a break and not start looking for a job until next year.
So Michelle kind of been thinking about for a couple months now, breaking up with this guy, and then he get fired, and she feels bad about it. Now we get the holidays, she feels bad about it. Anybody thinking she should stick around, or is everybody like, run away?
Everybody's saying run away. Someone said he's just too comfortable with you, and he hasn't had to face the consequences of being unemployed. Breaking up with him could be a win-win, force him to deal with it, and allows you to find a better partner. Someone else said he can DoorDash or do something. He's got to get out and do something. Why is it fair that you're the one who's only working? Someone else said, move out, break up. He's using you as a mommy. You're taking care of him, and he's doing nothing. Why are you putting up with that?
Hello.
I mean, I think you just need to pull the Band-Aid off. If it's really bad and it's not a good situation, you got to get out of it. You can't lead him on. I mean, it's really poor timing, but, you know, you have to make the decision for yourself. And if it's not a good situation for you to be in, you shouldn't feel obligated to stay in it, even just because he's having a bad day.
There you go. Thank you, Playhouse.
Yeah, man, in my opinion, I'm thinking she needs to go ahead and break it off. In his mind, he's like building something with her. And if he's going through this right now, I think he should go ahead and cut his losses and start building with somebody else if he can, or go ahead and get his job life figured out so he's not expecting her to be there through it all. You know what I mean? Like, go ahead and rip the Band-Aid off.
I got to tell you, Michelle, we are really not getting anybody that's arguing for sticking around. Like, everybody's like, just run.
Yeah, someone said you'll be happier. You do love him, and that's why you are trying to care about his emotional well-being, but this is just making you waste your life in this relationship.
Every once in a while, you're in that situation where you walk away and you're like, oh man, was I the total jerk there? Was it me? Am I the problem? Am I the anti-hero in Taylor Swift? Am I the problem? Oh, in those moments, you come to the Playhouse family and we'll vote whether or not you're a jerk. And that's exactly the case with Playhouse family member Danny here in a couple of minutes. He's wondering, am I the total jerk for something I did at a party recently? Next.